I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. And today I'm joined by Joshua Manley. He is the CEO of ReplyBuy. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I did.
When did you know?
Well, I think every aspiring entrepreneur finds out when they build their first lemonade stand around 4 to 5 years old. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, a lot do, but or some variation of a lemonade
stand.
Right.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. So for what was it for you that it clicked in your mind? You know what? I want to be my own boss.
It wasn't necessarily being my own boss. I think it was the realization of the opportunity that we have living in this country, you know, and the opportunity to go out and do something on your own. Right. Mm-hmm. Because you only go around one time. And that's how I've always viewed my career is you can go get a job. You can work in a bunch of different spaces. But I think being an entrepreneur, creating something new is probably one of the most rewarding things you could do.
At least in my opinion. The innovation part for you that got you really motivated?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I can't remember exactly what the saying was, but this always stuck with me is no one on their deathbed says, I wish I would have worked harder at that 9 to 5. Right. And that's what I mean by you only go around one time.
Make it count. Make sure you enjoy it and you're passionate about it.
Make sure you're fulfilled. Exactly.
So why ReplyBuy? What made you say, I love this idea and I want this to be my life's work?
Yeah, well, definitely. The fact that no one had done it, there had to be an easier way. In my mind, there had to be an easier way to unlock a mobile purchase. The whole world uses SMS or text messaging. A form of messaging. In fact, it's the most widely adopted form of communication in the history of mankind. Why was no one truly combining that in a seamless way with payments on a mobile device?
Yeah, because when it comes to ticket sales for sports, it can be a pain sometimes.
But exactly. I mean, when I really looked at the space and I said, okay, we're going to do something in mobile. We're going to do something in messaging and transactions. Putting those pieces together, there was a ton of existing fragmentation in the market. So iOS versus Android. So you've got challenges there. You've got software challenges. A simple text message, which the whole world uses, comes pre-installed on over 4 billion devices across the planet.
And you were telling me off camera that less people are downloading apps.
There's a shift. There's a shift in consumer behavior, and we're paying close attention to that. That's part of the reason we did not roll our own app. People asked us early on for a long time, well, why aren't you an app? Why aren't you an app? Now it's shifting in the sense that about a third of consumers are downloading one app per month, one new app. Mm-hmm. Most are deleting, removing, or they're not touching their existing apps.
They want to clean up their phone a little bit. But one thing that they're never going to delete is that text messaging app. So you saw an opportunity there.
Correct.
So in addition to liking new ideas and executing them, are you a sports fan?
I'm a huge sports fan.
So yeah. Was that part of the passion and the motivation behind starting this?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, I love sports. I love the market that we work in. It's fun. We're a mobile payments platform, mm-hmm. but it was an excellent product market fit for what we were introducing. Mm-hmm. So sports, there's clearly a pain point, you know, getting people off the couch, making it easier for them to, you know, go out and see their favorite team and make that commitment and have it happen in real time and give them that instant gratification that I think a lot of people are looking for.
So you're coming from the fan perspective too, which I'm sure really, really helps keep your customers happy because you're one of them.
We're one of them, and that's the consumer side of the business. I mean, the other side of the business is empowering our teams to effectively communicate to their audience and reach their fans in a more meaningful way. So mm-hmm. right now they're sending emails, they're tweeting at you, they're doing whatever they can, they're calling you, which no one answers their calls if they don't know the number anymore. Mm-hmm. So helping bridge that gap, that communication gap between the client on the entertainment and team side and the consumers.
Yeah, very interesting. So do you have a typical day? And if so, what does your typical day look like?
That's part of the reason I love my job. I don't think any day is typical.
How many hours do you usually work in one day?
Oh, geez. I don't even know if I want to say on camera.
Your wife is back there, so we'll ask and make sure you're not lying.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. No, I mean, they're long days, but I mean, it's amazing how fast the time goes by. That's the other thing.
You know, when you love what you do.
When you love what you do, and we have a great team. We have a great team of people who are not sitting there, you know, watching the clock, counting down. You know, they're about the mission, and they want to see the mission succeed and put in the time and the effort required to do so.
So do you have a tool or secret when it comes to time management and being productive?
Focus on the most relevant issues, right?
Prioritize.
It's prioritization. It's growth, continued growth. If it doesn't fall into, you know, a handful of a few buckets that are predefined, it doesn't matter. It's noise. So, but I believe that's something you also learn over time. And, you know, just wake up thinking about that because I certainly didn't.
Absolutely. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Joshua Manley. He is the CEO of Reply By. How would you describe your leadership style?
Leadership style, lead from the front of the pack.
What do you mean by that?
It means that, you know, I personally have the belief that, you know, I'm not too good to take out the trash, sweep the floor. And so I expect the same of the team, but they also see me doing it, right?
Right.
So culture is a big thing in our company. We talk about it a lot. It's a huge component. If people aren't happy in their job and they're not seeing the leadership team, you know, step it up.
So it sounds like you like everyone to have buy-in and be collaborative.
For the most part, mm-hmm. you know, when there's decisive action that has to be taken, which just happens in any business.
Yeah.
There's some decisions that just have to be made.
If people do have set roles.
People do have set roles. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some crossover. Just, you know, how do we get the job done? May not be squarely in your wheelhouse, but can you tackle it? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Would you consider yourself an organized person?
I am very organized, I think. You can ask my wife. Yeah, I'd say in most cases, fairly organized.
So what methods do you use to stay organized in your business specifically?
Jeez, there's 3 or 4 core systems that we use. I mean, we use Slack, I use Dropbox.
Explain how you use those. It's interesting to learn.
I'm a huge fan of Dropbox, in all honesty. Uh-huh. I mean, it just makes my life easier.
To keep documents and different things organized.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And just constantly monitoring the numbers, you know, through our own dashboard and keeping my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the business and how we continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. So, and then what are a couple of the other ways that you stay organized?
Preparation.
Picking your brain. We want to figure out how you did it.
mental preparation. You know, before you actually go into the office, it's what am I going to accomplish today? What problems am I going to solve? Because I don't want to go in there. I don't want to just burn 3 hours, you know, doing meaningless tasks. So think about, you know, the 2 or 3 things that you need to conquer and making sure you tackle those earlier in the day, as opposed to at the end of the day.
Yeah, it goes back to prioritizing, staying focused, knowing what you need to tackle first.
That's right.
So what would you say is your management style? Meaning, are you more of a delegator or do you micromanage?
Not a micromanager. I think people deserve autonomy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we think that we hire good people. So if we bring them in, it's giving them a chance to prove that they can deliver results and giving them guidance, but by no means, you know, looking over people's shoulder. Mm-hmm. Either you're delivering or you're not. That's part of a startup.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that there's quite a bit of networking that takes place with the different teams that you want to get involved. What's your method to networking with them?
To networking with them, I mean, it's very relationship driven. That is the interesting thing about the market that we play in is it is a bit of a fraternity. A lot of these teams know each other. They have for 20, 30 years. So breaking through and showing value, demonstrating value in the market, the word travels pretty fast. But you have to break through because you can imagine they get their door knocked on a lot.
Mm-hmm. But once you're in, then it kind of happens organically.
Yeah, we're working with over 100 teams across the NBA, NHL, NFL, Major League Soccer, universities. So it's great.
Very cool. Now, when it came to funding your business, once you knew that you had a great idea, you wanted to start this business, how did you get the money to do it?
Yeah, that great question. Funding is always a challenge, right? With an unproven concept. So you are, at that stage, people are betting on the jockey, right? They're not betting on the horse. They believe in you. They believe that you can do it. So we went out through actually a former employee of a different company introduced us to part of the original crew over at YouTube, part of the founding team over there, employees 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. And so they immediately got what we were trying to do. And so that was the catalyst to start our fundraising process. Still was not easy. It's never easy.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the biggest lesson you've learned throughout this roller coaster of entrepreneurship?
You never quit, right? I mean, if some days are better than others, but do not quit no matter what happens.
Yeah. And back to your employees, what's your take on hiring family and friends? Good idea, not a good idea?
Well, it depends on the person, right? It can be a good idea. Just realize that there could be consequences too.
Have you ever hired family or friends?
We've hired a friend. And, mm-hmm. A lot of entrepreneurs will tell you, don't do it. Uh-huh. Don't hire friends. Don't hire family. So I don't think I have a firm take one way or the other on that.
Yeah. Yeah, you've seen it work before. Yeah, personal preference, individual basis. We will be right back with my guest, Joshua Manley. He's the CEO of ReplyBuy. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
You shouldn't have to choose America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the YouTube America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America. Red, white, and you.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. And we are joined by Joshua Manley. He is the CEO of ReplyBuy. So we're just going to put you in the hot seat right away. What is your 30-second elevator pitch?
30-second elevator pitch. We created a technology and a system that allows you to make a purchase with simply responding to a text message.
Pretty simple. Just making it really easy for sports fans.
If you can reply to a text, you can unlock a purchase using our service.
Uh-huh. So how many years have you been in business for?
Yes, we deployed this within our current market October of 2014.
So still someone new.
Still someone new.
So are you still sticking to that original business plan, or has it evolved quite a bit over the past couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely evolved. I mean, one of the things we did early on is we tested in different markets, wanted to understand where was the best fit with what we created. The mission has never changed, right? We want to make it. We want to make people's lives easier. And we want to make buying things on a mobile device easier and make it universal. But that said, yeah, we tested in a couple different markets, and we ultimately landed at least with the first vertical within sports and entertainment.
Yeah. And what were some of those initial things that you planned for and had a vision for that were really, really helpful in hindsight a couple years later?
Oh, boy, that's a great question.
I know. I've only got good questions
so
for you.
In hindsight, yeah, I think probably the largest, maybe best example of that would be we are leveraging something people do on a daily basis. We did not build an app. We intentionally did not build an app. We can tie into apps. We can tie into things like Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. But we're not, at our core, we're not an app-based product or an app-based solution.
So what were some of the obstacles that you faced once you started to grow?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really exciting time, mm-hmm. but it's also being proactive and saying, what does the company need to look like, you know, 12 months from now to sustain the growth? And past that. So,
and were you able to keep that under control, or did it feel sometimes
it's a roller coaster. Yeah, it peaks and valleys. Right. We always talk about peaks and valleys in the company. But yeah, I mean, we're still here. We're, you know, seeing exponential growth over the past 24 months. So it's exciting.
So what were some of the things that came with the growth? I'm sure, for instance, a bigger team, right?
Bigger team. Yep. New faces, new people, getting to know them. Also, you know, tightening the culture. Mm-hmm. That's something, again, that we touched on earlier. That's really important to us.
Yeah. How do you do that? How do you create a company culture that's fun and effective?
Well, I mean, you hire the right people, you know, especially on the sales side. You know, mishiring a salesperson can cost your startup, your company, mm-hmm. a lot of money, because you usually find out 3 to 6 months down the line that they can't sell.
Oh, man.
But hiring A players. I mean, we want people who want to be a part of something and grow it. Right. They're not watching the clock. They understand our vision. They understand where we're trying to go in the space.
So let's talk about that. How do you hire the right people?
We love referrals. Mm-hmm. You know, good people typically run with good people.
So who do you get referrals from? Your other employees, family, friends?
Employees, certainly investors. You know, we'll make recommendations. We don't hire all of them just because they're investors, but we certainly take a hard look at them. I mean, it's a credibility factor. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we look at.
So referrals, number one. And then is there something else? Do you, for instance, look at their qualifications, or is it more so the passion that they're bringing in the room?
It's the ability to learn on the fly. So, you know, some of the best team members will get a project 95% of the way there, you know, with some guidelines and some guardrails in place, and bring it back to you. And then you finalize the remaining 5%, which is fantastic. So the ability to do that is unique.
So you're looking at their proof of performance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan, but it's like either you can throw a fastball or you can't. Mm-hmm. You can teach a curve, you can teach a slider, but you can't teach a fastball.
Do you use a lot of sports metaphors with your employees?
I'm sure
that they're dropping all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's really cool. So how do you keep those great employees once you have them?
Well, I think the work is really rewarding, obviously, but some of, you know, we use a typical Silicon Valley based incentive structure, stock options, also company milestones. Mm-hmm. You know, we have daily goals, we have weekly goals, we have monthly, quarterly, annual goals. And when we hit those, we celebrate, right? Mm-hmm. You're not content, but you got to celebrate the wins.
Totally. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Joshua Manley. He is the CEO of ReplyBuy. Have you ever had to fire a client before?
We have, actually. Yeah, I won't, you know, obviously.
Yeah, don't tell us who, but tell us a little bit about the situation where you said, you know what, this is detrimental to my business. We're going to cut the ties.
Yeah, I wouldn't say detrimental, but one thing we look at is every client, we consider that to be a partnership. Mm-hmm. So we both have skin in the game, you know, whether we're going to make this partnership successful and whether we're both going to work together to ensure that it's successful. And if we're both not being held accountable in some sense, that probably won't work.
Yeah. And what is your number one tip for an aspiring entrepreneur who's watching?
Surround yourself with credible people, with good people. Get sound advice. No one wakes up and just understands how to do this. They learn through the advice of others and people that they trust.
Who would you say are the biggest leaders on your team that you've surrounded yourself with that are just crucial to running your business?
Well, we have a tremendous board. We have a tremendous group of investors in New York, specifically like the Phoenix, Arizona area and the Bay Area. But core management team, I mean, my co-founder, Anthony Saya, he's fantastic. He's the best CTO I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. Brandon O'Halloran, who runs sales and business development. Jen Kendall, who runs ops. We've got a great team in place. Feel really lucky.
Mm-hmm. Is your business now very similar to how it was when you first started it?
No, not at all. No.
So tell me about that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a lot of Starbucks, wherever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what part of that would you like to know? There's a lot to tell, but.
Yeah. So, well, let's start there. So right in the beginning, it was just you. And then yeah. At what point did you decide you were going to bring on other people?
Yeah. So I had, I'd advised, our CTO and co-founder, Tony Sand, a different company. I knew he had the skill set to do it and to be a great teammate. So, you know, we joined at the hip about three and a half years ago to get it going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, you've got everything from, you know, the size of your market. Do you understand that well? Have you played the movie all the way through? Size of your market, the product, sales, who are you going to sell to? Who's going to buy it? Who's going to pay for what you're offering? You know, these are all considerations, right? There's a lot going on in the early days. There always is, but that's...
Yeah. Well, thank you so much to my guest, Joshua Manley. He is the CEO of ReplyBuy. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
How would you like to learn the secrets to engaging followers on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn? Become an influencer. Business Rockstars is giving you the secrets to social media, and it's free. Join us for our Social Media Startup Bootcamp, a live online event Thursday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com, learn from rockstar CEOs, including Leonard Kim, who will teach you how to become an influencer. Jennifer Puno, Instagram social media ninja, and SEO and social media guru Austin Hay, the Business Rockstar Social Media Startup Bootcamp. Find out how to engage and grow your Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn social footprints. Click, like, share. The Business Rockstar Social Media Startup Bootcamp, live Thursday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up now. That's businessrockstars.com.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow. I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH. Or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please.
Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
We're here to to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. And today we're joined by Jesper Tile Thompson. He is the CEO and co-founder of Soundbox. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
So you are a very young entrepreneur, started this venture right out of high school. What made you want to start this?
So I think it's basically something that's always been in me, that I wanted to first off start something, but I also wanted to kind of be my own boss. I always thought that that would be the perfect way of life. And then we had entrepreneurship in high school and just decided to go for it.
Wow. So is that when you started to want to be an entrepreneur, was in high school?
Yeah, I guess I think that's when basically my thought of like having something of my own basically transformed into the thought of being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So like deep going from just wanting something of my own to that thing being a company. And so launching that company was something that happened in the last year of high school.
Yeah. And I know that the past several months you've been living in California, but the rest of the year, where do you live?
I live in Denmark, in Copenhagen, more to be more precise.
And that is where your company was founded and currently is, correct?
Correct. We also have a team of around 5 employees here in the U.S., but most of our employees are in Denmark.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about your co-founders. How did you guys come together around this idea?
So I have 2 co-founders. One of them is named Hjalte, and the other one is named Christopher. Hjalte, I have known since I was 14 years old, basically partying in high school.
Uh-huh.
Christopher, I met through a passion of building speakers in high school. So basically, we've known each other for quite a while now, but I met Christopher around the thing of building speakers. And Hjalte has just been a friend for a very long time.
So you actually had the hobby of building speakers.
Absolutely.
And then you wanted to turn it into a business.
Absolutely. Basically, ever since we started in high school in 2011 and started going to these musical festivals, kind of like Coachella or mm-hmm. stuff like that. In Denmark, we have one called Roskilde Festival. We quickly figured out that if you wanted to have the coolest camp and attract the cool people and the pretty girls, then you needed the best sound system.
I love it.
So we set out on a quest to build the best sound system, and we kind of perfected that over a couple of years, and that was when Soundbox happened.
That's awesome. Totally genius. So you had a passion for music.
Correct.
And then why specifically Soundbox? What problem were you wanting to find a solution for?
So basically, when you're at a festival, you can't just bring your average speaker for several reasons, because first off, you have no power. Mm-hmm. There's no plug that you can just plug your speaker into. Secondly, it needs to be very loud because there's an insane amount of noise on a festival. And then third, it needs to be incredibly durable because people mm-hmm. are partying, they're going crazy, they're throwing beer everywhere and mm-hmm. standing and dancing on stuff. So the speaker can't break there. So basically, we knew we needed something that had really long battery life, an insanely high volume, and an incredibly durable design. And we quickly saw at Roskilde Festival, when we wanted to get these cool sound systems to get the cool people and the pretty girls, that there was nothing on the market like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to build it ourselves. And when we got better and better at it, people started coming to us and asking us if we could build it for them.
All right. So what does a typical day look like for you?
When I'm here in the U.S., a typical day looks like that I get up sometime around 6 in the morning because there's a 9-hour time difference to Denmark. So basically, I have to get up and do some calls with our Danish team. So basically, I wake up, then I do some work from home for around a couple of hours. Then at around 9 o'clock or so, I go to our office. I do tons of different stuff there. Sometimes it's mostly email work. Other times I'm at meetings all day with management agencies, investors, partners of all sorts. And then, of course, sometimes it's also mostly employee handling and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Is the mindset and culture around entrepreneurship different in Denmark versus the United States?
I would say there's some similarities and then there's also some differences. I mean, the general thought of that people want to be entrepreneurs is also definitely there in Denmark. But there's 2 things I would specifically point out about how US is different. First off, you guys think way bigger here. In Denmark, you think mostly about like the local market and stuff like that. And in the US, it's always about going bigger and better and being global from the start and trying to reach this huge population of also 330 million in the US. While in Denmark, we're mostly thinking of just the 5 million people in Denmark, which sometimes kind of hinders the development of companies.
But obviously you're thinking big picture because your product is for anyone.
Right. We're at least trying to.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Jesper Tile Thompson. He is the CEO and co-founder of Soundbox. So do you have a mentor in this space, or did you kind of have to figure it out as you went?
I think we've had a lot of people helping us from the start. I think that was basically what helped us get here. It's been everything from back to when we started, we just reached out to every CEO that was ever in our network, whether it was our friends' parents or our parents' friends, and just tried to talk to them and bounce our ideas off them. Then later, a guy who very much helped us and inspired us was another Danish entrepreneur. It's called Kasper Blom, who founded a lot of companies when he was also very young. And he helped us very much in the start. Now it's very much our investors that help us on the business part of the company.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, you have employees. How many exactly?
So we have around 25 employees.
Okay. And how would you describe your leadership style?
I think what we try to do very much and what also our employees enjoy very much is that we have a very flat hierarchy. So we don't have that specific levels. There's, of course, knowledge of that, basically, that we have some managers that take the decisions and coordinate on some things. But generally, I think I have, and generally the company has, a very open and transparent leading style. So basically that anyone can come talk to me. We listen to everyone in the same amount. Your opinion is not worth more if you're a manager or if you're an intern. I think that's what really drives our company culture.
What do you think is the key to empowering your employees to have buy-in and passion for the company and to do their job the best of their ability?
I think it's mostly to encourage them to challenge you. I think that's what we very much try to do, is basically that if they have some idea or something they think we should do differently, it's very important to us that they come to us and say it immediately. Mm-hmm. I think that's very much it.
So do you have any tips or tricks for staying organized and productive?
In terms of staying organized and productive, I think the system that probably helps me the most, if we look at it on a very, very simple basis and just day-to-day work, is just Inbox Zero. Basically, I delete every email once I'm done with it. I think that's the best principle I've ever implemented in my work. Other than that, I think it's a matter of using some kind of internal coordination system. We use Slack, we use Asana, and sometimes we also use Wunderlist if we have more simple tasks. But in general, having these IT systems across the entire company and help you communicate and coordinate on projects, I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you're a young company with a young audience, so yeah. I'm sure social media is a huge marketing tool for you guys, right?
Absolutely. I think 95% of our marketing spend goes directly into Facebook.
Facebook specifically, yeah, Facebook that's specifically where you feel your audience primarily is?
Definitely. Facebook and also Instagram.
So do you have any tips for people on using Facebook and or Instagram?
I think there's two ways to look at it. One is the more organic way and the other one is the more paid way, like basically advertising. In advertisement, I think it's very much about building a good audience and then using the lookalike audience function, basically creating a lookalike audience of your buying segment, and then marketing to that, constantly building the audience and thereby reaching new people that are the same as your buyers and thereby have a tendency to buy your product. Mm-hmm. If we look at it more socially and more organically, I think it's very much a thing of creating great content. I think that's what it's all about. We have an in-house content team of two videographers, and we work with influencers. For example, we had a video that we did with a dancer called Marquis Scott that went completely viral. It's basically just him doing a robot dance along with the speaker. But because he's just so good at it, the video went completely viral, and Time picked it up, Mashable picked it up, Ellen Show picked it up, and of course, created great branding from us just because we create this simple but really good content.
So you actually planned that. It's not like this dancer on their own created this video. This was planned and then it actually went viral.
This was planned.
And
this
usually planned. When videos go viral, they're not planned.
No.
So that's awesome that you were able to plan this. So tell me the elements in this video that you think allowed this video to go viral.
So I think the biggest kudos of the video has to go out to the dancers. They're just amazing dancers.
Entertaining.
Exactly.
Just pure entertainment always does well on social media.
Exactly. It's just, I think it's very much showing the pure skill of just how good they are at dancing. Another thing I think we did right was that we followed up really quickly on the mannequin challenge. Basically, this video is not just a dance. It's the Chuck E. Cheese challenge, where you have to move like the Chuck E. Cheese robotic mouse.
So paying attention to what the trends are
exactly.
And kind of creating your own unique twist on the trends.
Exactly. And then basically changing the challenge from just being something that anyone can do to something that also requires a bit of skill. I think that was what our audience and basically the entire social media really picked up on.
I would imagine it's really helpful to have complementary skill sets. And with your co-founders, you were friends with them before, right? Mm. So it was just kind of a happy mistake that you guys had different strengths?
I guess so. I mean, we also, we had some more co-founders in the start that we that are not no longer in the company because they didn't fit exactly. So they did a great job, nothing there. They just had other things in their life that kind of permitted them from not doing Sandbox. But yeah, I think it was kind of a happy mistake, but also us looking at each other, figuring out what do we need. Like, it was only Christopher and me building the speakers in the start, but we knew that we were both more numbers people and more technical people, and that we needed someone who would more understand the customers, and that person would be Yelda. So that was why we brought him in.
So it ended up being intentional and playing off of your strengths. And unfortunately, that meant parting ways with some of the original co-founders. Absolutely. What is your number one piece of advice for an aspiring or new entrepreneur?
I would say just do it. I mean, get started. Don't be scared. Just take a chance. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? There's nothing really, really bad that can happen to you if you just start a company and try to do something cool. And then talk with everyone. Explain your idea to anyone. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that are scared to share their idea because they think it'll get stolen. But there's no one out in the world just looking for ideas that they can steal.
Doesn't do you any good if you hide your idea.
No.
People typically want to help, right?
Exactly. So I think just talking to everyone, explaining your idea with passion, I think that'll help you move your business forward way quicker.
Well, you are a great example of how it has worked when you've been fearless. Thank you so much to my guest, Jesper Tile Thompson. He is the CEO and co-founder of Soundbox. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. Choosing a mentor is one of the most important things you can do. Here's a few factors to consider when choosing yours. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, do they challenge you? You won't learn anything new if your mentor doesn't get you to consider new viewpoints. You'll want someone who shares similar experiences with you and shares the challenges they overcame in the past. Number two, are your philosophies aligned? Take a good look at your proposed mentor's outlook on life, your field, and company's values before committing. The odds of finding someone who matches you 100% are slim, but focus on life philosophies such as learning and trust. Number three, they must be a good listener. Ultimately, you want someone who knows when to give you a reality check, who can tell you to go for it when the time is right, and who helps you to reflect on the most important lessons, even if it means the occasional setback. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Attention! Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait, call now. 800-801-4950.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathman. Hardly a day goes by where I don't hear the word racism or exclusion or victim or something referring to how people are being treated. Just so you know, I consider myself one of the last minorities in the U.S., the individual. It's in our DNA to be an individual and self-reliant. Watch any two-year-old, and their mantra is, no, I'll do it myself. The more... keep its power. Independence and self-reliance are hard work, but being independent and self-reliant is the only way to live in this country, and is the only way to recapture greatness both personally and nationally. The next time the government wants to help you release your inner two-year-old and say, no, I'll do it myself. I'm Gary Rathbun. It's an economy of 1 minute.
You shouldn't have to choose a random...
Hi, I'm Jen London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How can you disrupt a trillion-dollar industry? Let's talk to somebody who's doing it right now. Stephen Stolkos is joining us. He's the CEO and co-founder of Freedom Pop. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Break it down for us, because we haven't had many people come through the doors disrupting billion- or trillion-dollar industries, but you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to play a different game, right? In short, you've got to be playing a different game than everybody else. You're not going to come into an industry a $1 trillion where you have companies with multi-billion dollar valuations and tens of billions or hundreds of billions in cash and try to do the same thing better.
Yeah.
You've got to play a completely different game. And in the case of telecommunications, we looked at it and said, how do we play an OTT and a freemium game in a space that's completely non-internet centric? And so one, you got to play a different game on multiple fronts.
Yeah.
And then two, you actually have to have an innovation that you're going to inject into the market. So it has to, it's innovative technology, an innovative business model, an innovative way to acquire customers through distribution. If you have two and three, you're better off. If you've got three out of those three, then you get a home run potentially. And so we looked at it and said, we've got all three, right? We're going to come with an innovative business model. Freemium model has never been done in telco. It's been done in music. It's been done in storage. It's been done with Skype, with voice, never done in telco. Innovative distribution. We're going to go all digital in a market that's 90% offline. We're going to go 100% online, and we're going to do it better than anybody else. And then technology. We're going to have an innovative big data technology that can actually suggest and opt users into the right product, because that's what's going to make the freemium model work. And we have this underlying technology capability to get conversion levels at 50%, 10x what your next best alternative is going to be. And so when you're looking about disruption, you got to have at least one of those three. And you got to make sure you're playing a different game. If you're playing the same game, if somebody comes to my office and says, hey, I think we should go into Best Buy Electronics, I walk in there, I see every other carrier in there. Mm-hmm. Walk out and say, no, that's the same game everybody else is.
Yeah.
Somebody says, hey, we should go spend money on TV. Promote. Now, why are we going to spend money on Verizon?
There.
We're not going to outspend Verizon on TV. We got to think of different things we can do, things that they're not doing. Mm-hmm. And so really, it comes down to that one theme I continue to hammer to my entire team is we have to play a different game. And if you find yourself suggesting something that's the same game, you're probably going to lose.
That's fantastic. I wasn't expecting there to be such a clear, concise, like, this is it. I think you just laid it out perfectly. But in addition to that, the team, you're not going to do it all on your own. How does somebody go out and find the right team? Money is not always the case. So how can you come up with such a clear, I guess, motivating, empowering, captivating
vision that inspires people to want to become a part of it, because I think that has a lot to do with it. If you're truly going to disrupt a $1 billion or $1 trillion industry, you're going to need an amazing team to do it. How have you been able to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to have a mission and an objective that people agree with and buy into. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about going after a $1 trillion market, that's exciting in its own right. Going after a market that's as massive as mobile, where people have been pillaged for years, like mobile, there's a lot of animosity and a lot of passion to go out there and try to really shake that up. And so when we're going out, there are people who want to work for us. There's a lot of passion to join sort of what we call join our revolution. That helps. And then ultimately, we're looking for people, to my earlier point, we're looking for people. I haven't hired one telco guy. I don't want a telco guy. If you got AT&T on your resume, I don't want you. What I'm looking for are guys who have come from the internet. If you worked at an internet company, if you come from LinkedIn and you understand conversion, or you come from Spotify or Google, that's the kind of resource we're looking for. That's the kind of skill set we're looking for, because those guys come in with a different mindset. They're already thinking differently. They're not thinking like a big telco carrier. And so it's having that sort of aligned objective and also making sure you're bringing in the resources that kind of align with how you want to attack the space.
So you've gone out, you've raised, you already shared the number. Can we share it again?
Yeah.
Over $109 million. And with that money, you've been able to strategically allocate it. And I think the difference between the company that tried to do the same thing as you guys and had billions of dollars raised and invested, and they failed, and you guys are currently on the path of succeeding with much less, I think a lot of it has to do with the leader. I think a lot of it has to do with the allocation of funds. And I think a lot of it has to do with the timing of when it came out. You know, Uber came out years before Uber, and it was called like Magic Cab or something like that. I don't remember the exact name. It failed miserably. A lot of people say because it was of the timing. People were not ready for that type of technology. To same thing that a lot of investors said, get in the car with a stranger that's not like a licensed taxi cab thing. So the timing plays a lot of role in it. What else? Did I leave something else?
No, I think timing absolutely is key. Yeah. In our perspective, in our business, wholesale data pricing was coming down. Data usage was exploding because of smartphones. And so becoming much more data centric. So timing was actually absolutely important. And I think the team is also important because, to your point, yeah, a leader is important, but can only do so much as a single person, right? Mm-hmm. And ultimately that
the leader plus the team,
the leader plus the team is really what's going to make the business.
So leader plus team, obviously you got to have the capital and the resources. You guys are growing your business exponentially each year. If you had to sum up the importance of the DNA of the leader for disrupting a $1 trillion or $1 billion industry, what do you think some of those key components are?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you're thinking about the leader has to basically be, especially when you're trying to disrupt a massive market, the leader's got to be pushing innovation and pushing the boundaries of how the company operates innovatively and uniquely, and make sure he keeps the foot on the gas. Because the problem with a challenge like this is it's very easy to take some low-hanging fruits and start to act like traditional carrier.
Yeah.
You know, when you start to get some success, what happens is people come out and say, hey, you know what? Do you want to have your phones in a Walmart next to T-Mobile?
Yeah.
It's very easy to say yes and then start devoting capacity towards that. But as a leader, you got to make sure that you're keeping the vision and the set towards, like I said earlier, playing a different game.
I like what you said.
Continue to innovate.
If you want to disrupt the $1 billion or $1 trillion industry, the leader's got to have his foot on the gas pedal. Company values. You said the leader has to have his foot on the gas pedal. But I think at the same time, values come into play for everyone on the team. What do you think are some of the key values your company just kind of indoctrinates, integrates, and stands by when hiring people?
Yeah, that's a good question as well, because when we look at it from a value perspective, I mean, the value we're kind of built on is the internet is a right, not a privilege. And what that means is everybody should have access to free mobile service. That's kind of a core value that we're kind of founded on, saying, look, everybody should have access to this. So you start with that value, and then that trickles down in how you operate. But the other value, to my point on keeping your foot on the pedal, the other value, if you talk about sort of the company, how we hire, et cetera, it's about speed, right? And so you've got to have a value within the company of speed. People need to know that there is no taking it easy. If you leave the office at 5 o'clock or 5:30, that's not going to work in this environment. They got to know that actually speed is critical, because at the end of the day, that's what makes the difference between growth and not growth. If we take 6 months to launch a new product versus 6 days, that's the difference between growth and not growth. That's the difference between disrupting and being left behind. Mm. And so when we talk about values, it's starting with that core value. Everyone's aligned around a mission. And then the company value of speed, speed, speed.
Steven, you're a rock star, brother. Excited to see you disrupt the industry. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
BizTalk Radio.